Are you stuck in your life? Do you feel caught up in a life loop you can't get out of? If you want to explore ways to get unstuck as you navigate your own reinvention journey, you've come to the right place. Keep listening. Have you ever wanted to start over, to reinvent yourself? Reinvention is something we all do at some point in our lives. Sometimes it's simple, sometimes it's complicated, but it's often necessary to lead a fulfilling life. And it's always interesting. I'm your host, Julie Bacello. Join me for some inspiration as I share reinvention stories, tips, and tricks from real people just like you. Let's explore reinvention adventures together. Welcome to another episode of Reinvention Adventures podcast with me, your host, Julie Bacello. In this episode, I want to talk to you about that feeling of wanting to reinvent yourself or even wanting to try something new that's completely different for you, but feeling stuck. And of course, I want to give you some tips for getting unstuck. Before we begin, this podcast episode is sponsored by Bacello Media. Bacello Media is my content creation company that supports small businesses with their content and coaching needs. Websites, social media, and podcasting all require content, and Bacello Media can help your small business navigate the process. We also produce podcasts for small businesses, and we offer coaching packages to teach you how to produce your own podcast. If you find yourself short on content or want to reinvent yourself with a new podcast for your brand, let's talk. For more information, visit juliebacello.com. That's juliebacello.com. One of the most frustrating feelings to me is when I feel stuck in place. You know that feeling when you want to make big changes, but there are factors in place that are making you feel like your feet are glued to the floor? Like you're living in the movie Groundhog Day? That feeling's what I'm talking about. You know, you're all excited about a reinvention plan you've thought up, or maybe you've thought of something new that you want to try, and you've thought of all the possibilities and started to make some serious considerations about how to make things happen. And then, bam, you get stuck. Getting stuck sucks. Yeah, it's a nice little rhyme, right? But seriously, it isn't good to feel like you can't move forward, and it really isn't cool when it's your fault. Yes, I went there. Getting stuck is all on you, my friend. But I'm here to help you get unstuck. Your life is not meant to be on autopilot. Let's talk about what causes well-intentioned people to get stuck and what you can do about it when it happens to you on your journey. As an added bonus, I'm going to share winning quotes from everyone's old friend Rocky Balboa to help emphasize some of the points I share with you. Let's begin with getting in your head. Getting in your head and second-guessing yourself is one of the top ways to get stuck. Reinvention's hard, but it doesn't have to be that hard. When you think of the whole picture all at once, it can be overwhelming. When you think of one step at a time, it can become manageable. Trying not to overthink is really important. When you feel yourself start to spiral, it can lead to inertia. And inertia is the enemy of reinvention. If I get in my head too much, the first thing I do, believe it or not, is I sit down and I make a list. Now, this might not be for everyone, but this is something that works for me, so I'm going to share it. Just making a list makes me feel like I'm doing something. And once I make the list, I go back and I break down each component of the list with action steps. If I'm really in my head, I will start with the first one or two items. I don't even force myself to do the whole list, because sometimes that just feels like too much homework. Then when I get those done, I have at least a few action steps to work on. Working on even one action step can help you get out of your head and back in the game. I encourage you to try this. You'd be surprised at how well it works. As Rocky Balboa said, one step at a time, one punch at a time, one round at a time. Another thing that can get you stuck is finances. And let's face it, this is a real concern for a lot of people. If you're not independently wealthy, have rich parents or a trust fund, you're likely working to keep a roof over your head, a car in your driveway, the heat turned on in your home, things like that. It's so easy to make the excuse that you can't change anything because what if you don't have enough money to live? I'm not here to lie to you. That is reality, and it's the reality for most reinvention journeys. So how do you get the money excuse to not be a viable excuse? Well, it's about a mindset shift rather than an actual money shift. For the average person, there will never be enough time or money. But you're not average, are you? I don't think you are. And reinvention is one of those things that you have to really want to do. So there are ways to get out of the money excuse. Maybe work a side job briefly to help build up the coffers a little bit so you feel a little bit more secure. That's one step that's temporary that can help kickstart your reinvention. Or maybe wake up earlier so you have a little more time to work on some aspect of your plan. Or stay up later. Or go out a little less to save time and money to put towards your journey. You've got to really want this, and if you really want it, you can change your mindset to see past your excuse and onto the next part of your journey. Next up is the instant gratification excuse. Reinvention is hard. Trying something new is hard. But at the risk of more platitudes, nothing worth it is ever really easy. Expecting your journey to be quick and painless and then realizing it won't be can get you stuck. Just because it isn't easy doesn't mean you shouldn't do it, though. When you feel stuck because you hit a wall or a roadblock, just take a brief, finite amount of time to process and regroup. Then pivot the heck out of that mess and try something different to keep moving forward. There are always going to be difficult parts to these types of journeys. As Rocky Balboa once said, it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Another thing people get stuck on is the fear excuse. You know, the definition of courage is acting not in the absence of fear, but in spite of fear. There are a lot of things to be afraid of. Fear can really weasel its way into the best reinvention plans and bring them to a screeching halt. But remember, nothing changes if nothing changes. I know it's scary, but I also know you do not want fear to stop your journey. So what do you do about it? Talk to other people who have been on a reinvention journey. Listen to podcasts like this one to help you get outside of your head. Read about the ways other people navigated their own reinventions. Look for inspiration and not ways to be afraid. Just don't sit and dwell on one aspect of this journey. Fear is there, and it isn't all bad. Fear can make you more conscientious and help keep you on track sometimes. Just don't let fear keep you stuck in one place. As Rocky Balboa said, I think you try harder when you're scared. Next up is the stuff excuse. Another way to get stuck is to think that in order to pursue whatever you want to pursue as part of your reinvention journey, you think that you need to be able to buy all the stuff needed to do what you want to do. And if you can't get all the stuff, you put your journey on hold until you can. And then nothing gets done, and eventually you are living on autopilot. An example, you want to start a podcast, but someone told you you need a really great microphone and a soundboard and a booth setup in your home. You can't afford all those things, so you make a list and then you get caught up in other things. The reality is you don't actually need that expensive microphone, and you can podcast without a soundboard. It's important to give yourself a wish list and then a reality check. Are the items need-to-haves or are they nice-to-haves? Know how to differentiate between the two so you don't stop your journey for reasons that aren't even reality. The other people excuse. It's easy to get stuck when you have thoughts in your head and then others start to give you their worst-case scenarios for your journey. This is really dangerous because you need to be able to view your journey through your own lens and not the lenses of other people. Your journey is your own. It's a personal one. I'm not saying that you can't ask trusted people in your life for their insights or feedback, but you have to trust yourself and your gut instincts to move forward the way that you see fit. If what you feel differs from what others say, you need to have the confidence to move forward anyway. That can be tricky. The bottom line for this one is trust. Trusting others, but ultimately trusting yourself the most, and moving forward in a way that you believe is right for you. I'm going to share another Rocky Balboa quote here. I stopped thinking the way other people think a long time ago. You got to think like you think. The most important question in all of this is, what are your dreams worth to you? Hopefully this has given you some insight into excuse pitfalls to look for on your journey. Yes, getting stuck happens. It's actually very common. Knowing what could happen and how to work around it productively will help you stay on your path to reinvention. That path is yours and yours alone. Every reinvention is a unique one. Really, everyone's path in life is a unique one. Find inspiration that keeps you moving. The bottom line of all of this is that any excuse is an excuse if you allow yourself to go there. So don't. Like, seriously, do not allow yourself to make excuses to halt your journey. Give yourself grace throughout the process, but at no point should you allow yourself to permanently stop a journey you really want to be on. Just put one foot in front of the other and keep stepping forward, and soon you'll be walking closer to your goal than you ever thought possible. Thank you for listening. Until next time. This podcast is sponsored by Bacello Media, a boutique content creation agency supporting the marketing efforts of businesses through visual, written, and audio content. If you'd like to contact me, my email is in the show notes. You can also find me on Instagram at Reinvention Adventures Podcast or Bacello Media. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with your tribe. Giving a rating and review is also appreciated. Thanks for listening to this episode of Reinvention Adventures.